I am here to recruit 50 young, valiant men. They will be taught certain skills and will perform certain tasks. It will be dangerous. Many of them may die. But in the end, should God grant us fortune and we are true to our task, we may defeat the demons and drive them from this world.
It caused an explosion. The council had withdrawn into themselves at their chief's recitation of ancient history, and they had been made fearful. But the idea of someone combating the demons was so outrageous, they exploded. Johnny sat quietly until the chief thumped the chair arm with his sword hilt. The chief looked at a council member.
You wished to speak, Angus?
Aye. There's another myth. That once, long ago, when Scots were thousands, a great crusade went south and they were crushed.
That was before the demons,
shouted another council member.
Nobody has ever fought the demons,
yelled another. A grizzled council member stood forward, and the chief recognized him as Robert the Fox.
I do not deny that it would be worthy cause. We starve in the Highlands. There is little grazing for sheep. We dare not plow and plant crops as our ancestors once did in these rocky glens. For the myths tell us demons fly through the air and have eyes. And some say that the strange metal cylinder that passes overhead on some days is itself a demon. But I also tell ye,
he continued,
that this stranger, clothed in what I take to be buckskin, signifying a hunter, speaking a strangely accented speech, smiling and courteous and no argyle, has voiced an idea that in all my long life I have never heard before. His words cause the mind to flare with sudden vision. That he can so propose such a vision of daring and boldness and glamour proves that in some way he must be a Scot. I recommend we listen.
He sat down. Fergus was musing.
We could not let all our young men go. Some would have to be from the Campbells, some from the Glencannons. But never mind. Stranger, you have not told us either your name or from whom you are a messenger.
Johnny braced himself.
I am Johnny Goodboy Tyler. I am from America.
There was chatter. Then Robert the Fox said,
legends say it was a land of the ancients where many Scots went.
Then he's a Scot,
said another council member. The chief held up his hand to quiet them.
That doesn't tell us from whom you are a messenger.
Johnny looked calm. He didn't feel calm.
I am a messenger from mankind before we become extinct forever.
He saw a flicker of awe in some, a flicker of wonder in others. The chief leaned forward again.
But how did you get here?
I flew here.
The chief and the others digested this. The chief frowned then.
In these times, only the demons can fly. How did you get here from America?
I own a demon,
said Johnny.